Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Happy Friday, folks, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. What a week in the world of soccer that we have had, not only with score lines and results, a ton of drama, a ton of news, rumors of Manchester United having everything on fire sale, Colby Mainoo and Garnacho up for sale, Chelsea leading the race for Mainoo. Not buying any of it, man. I am not buying it. If they sold Mainoo, they're selling their future. He was their best player last season. He is their most promising prospect. He is not going anywhere. In a weekend where we have no Premier League football, we do have FA Cup games. We're going to cover the FA Cup game of the week as Manchester United travels to Arsenal. It's going to be a big matchup. Let's see how it goes down. We just saw Arsenal lose at home in the middle of the week in a Carabao Cup game, 2-0 to Newcastle. Can Manchester United spoil the Arsenal party? Or are we going to see United continue to struggle? Although they didn't exactly struggle last weekend, we're going to break down the absolutely huge game when Manchester United went to Anfield, took on Liverpool, and surprised a lot of folks, including myself. On top of that, we're going to recap all of Week 20 in the English Premier League. We'll look ahead at week 21 as well. Look, there's no Premier League football over the weekend. We got FA Cup. But what that means is week 21, we got midweek games, baby. My absolute favorite. For those who dread the Monday and Tuesdays of your work week, this is a shining light on those days because you get middle of the day soccer. You can throw it up on your phone, listen, have the extra tab open on the computer. It gives you a reason to end your workday at 3 o'clock. Don't tell your bosses I said so. But it's an amazing thing, midweek football. First Touch, baby, it is back. We are here. Coming up next, we're bringing in my co-host, Nico Bisos. We're going to dive right into the action from last weekend of game week 20. We'll start with the Saturday slate, go through all the games. We're going to chop up some of the news that's been going on in this news cycle as well. I want to hear what Nico has to say about all of these reports coming out about Manchester United and Ineos and all these guys getting sold. And then we'll dive right into all the games to cover before we preview week 21 as well and the FA Cup game of the weekend. First Touch rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Don't move. Be right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back to First Touch, folks. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Hope you all had a great week. It is 2025. Things are happening. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Let's get my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, in here. Nico, how we doing, my man?
Hello, hello, hello. What is happening? I mean, so much to talk about with transfer news and transfer negotiation period starting. And the league is coming next week, man. And I love those matchups. I cannot wait to cover them with you. Let's do it.
Yeah, this weekend coming up is going to be huge. Let's just start right there real quick before we get into all the scores and the previews and the predictions, recap and everything. Let's start with some news. What do you make of the reports? They're everywhere. We've been seeing them all week. We saw them at the beginning of the week. Manchester United, everyone's for sale. Garnacho is for sale. Kobbie Mainoo's for sale. Lenny Yoro, Dalit, doesn't matter who it is. Ahmad, he already signed his new contract, by the way. So these reports are just insane to me, at least. What do you make of this? Are Manchester United actually going to consider selling Kobbie Mainoo?
I think United put a lot of money out to sign the new coach and get rid of their old one. And I think they might be looking at some money. But knowing how close the fan base is to the club in England and in Europe in general, I don't see how the people won't protest selling one of your most valuable assets when it comes to players. I mean, Mainoo is definitely their Manchester United's most promising player, along with Amad Diallo. Garnacho hasn't been playing well, but he's part of that squad, man. I cannot believe that Amorim is going to come in and Ineos is going to say, oh, we're going to sell five of your best players.
I could see us selling Garnacho only because he's a true winger. And in the current formation and the system that Amorim has, we don't really have a spot for a winger. That one I can understand. Kobbie Mainoo, however, he is a central midfielder. We need two of those, if not four. He's as good as it gets, and he's one of the most promising stars in all of Europe for, you know, the U20 talent, if we are just going to limit it down to that. So I don't understand it. I can't believe that under new, quote unquote, new ownership, Ineos it's like the Glazers 2.0. We should have sold to Sheikh Shazim, I think his name was, from Qatar. Yes. He was going to come in and clear the debt, build, you know, improve all of the facilities. It was the obvious choice for me. But the Glazers are the Glazers. I hate them. For me, they are the worst owners in all of sports. Doesn't matter. NFL, NBA, college, anything. Doesn't matter. Worst owners in all of sports.
Worse than the guy that owns Cowboys?
Yes, worse than Jerry Jones. It's not even close. I'd rather have Jerry Jones playing striker for Manchester United than have the Glazers as our owners. But that's enough of that. There are so many games this weekend that we not worse than the A's owner. Yeah, no, they are worse than the A's owner. I just got thrown in the chat from the producers. The Glazers are the worst. They are my mortal enemies. If I saw them in public, I would not shake their hands. I would not respect them. They deserve nothing. Get out of my club, please and thank you. All right, week 20 recap. Saturday slate. Tottenham 1, Newcastle 2. Newcastle minus 105 cashes, under 3.5, minus 104. Tottenham scored 4 minutes in through Solanke. You think they're home. Okay, here we go. Let's go. No, Tottenham, they're going to get a result finally. What happens 2 minutes later? Gordon scores in the late in the first half. Izak scores again. This guy's just on fire, man. On fire. He is playing at a different level. He's playing like the best striker in the Premier League right now, if not one of the best strikers in the world right now. I'm throwing that out there. And now, who was here 2 weeks ago when I said I'd rather have Izak than Haaland? And everyone's probably thinking, oh, my God, you're crazy, you're crazy. I got the receipts. This guy's a stud, and I'd love to have him on my team, and he's worth all the $150 million that Newcastle are asking for him if they do sell. As of right now, Tottenham in 12th. Newcastle have made their way up to 5th. They're only a point out of 4th behind Chelsea. What are your thoughts on this game, Nico? And the general direction of Newcastle is, you know, it's black and white, no pun intended, from the start of the season.
Listen, I honest to God, Tottenham has no hope. I mean, I used to hope, but now I don't have any hope anymore. The guys will fumble every single game that they play. When they play good, it's a coincidence. What Newcastle is doing is quite special because they didn't have a great start of their season. But now that Izak is consistently playing for them and he's not in and out of the injury book, this guy's putting out amazing numbers. Anthony Gordon is on absolute fire. Bruno Guimarães is playing fantastic football. And man, this team can compete for top four. I did not think that that was possible at the beginning.
I didn't either. After the start they had, I thought there's no way. And now I'm struggling to see how they won't finish top four. Because if Izak specifically can stay healthy, they finish top four in my eyes. I rate them higher than Chelsea currently in terms of form. If they faced off, do they play this weekend actually? No, it's not this weekend. If they faced off, I'm taking Newcastle in this spot, home or away. It doesn't matter to me. Bournemouth 1, Everton 0, kind of a nothing burger. Bournemouth minus 138 cashes, under 2.5. Their one goal came in the 77th minute through Brooks. Not much there. Aston Villa 2, Leicester 1, Villa minus 300 cashes. It goes under 3.5 somehow. I swear every week that we take Villa in any capacity, they just make it so difficult for us. Villa, they didn't score until Ross Barkley scored a great goal in the 58th. Just 5 minutes later, Mavididi levels it up for Leicester, and Leon Bailey wins it for them in the 76th. Good result for them, but they haven't particularly been playing well. They sit eighth right now. Leicester are in the thick of this relegation battle in 19th, 2 points out of 16th, which would secure safety for them. Even so, they're only 2 points behind 17th, excuse me. Wolves, Ipswich, and Leicester are pretty tight. Southampton are dead. You can consider them relegated. But Villa, top four, real quick. Let's just kind of dig into this for a sec.
Leicester was disappointing in this game because they had a lot of chances to put this game away. And I feel like Villa's biggest problem this year is conceding a lot of goals. Martinez being in goal used to be a huge confidence booster for them. They signed Onana from Everton, which is an amazing midfielder, and he's mostly playing on defense. And that was supposed what was going to bring the balance between their offense and defense. But, man, they give up a lot of chances. Even at home, I don't think they're finishing top four. They give up way too many chances.
I can't see it either. I had them picked as a team that I thought would finish top four. I think they certainly have – like the talent in terms of just like you look at the roster on paper, you look at the coach, they were great last season. But we spoke about it at the beginning of the season. Adding in Champions League football is a lot on it. People underestimate it. Those games are intense. They're somewhat frequent. When you mix in FA Cup, Carabao Cup, the league, champion, like it's a lot of games and players who aren't used to playing Champions League football year in and year out. Especially the first year in a really long time, it can be a lot. And I think that's part of what we're seeing here because it just seems like they seem a little fatigued. And I don't want to say lazy because they're a very hardworking team. But that's what I'm sensing out of Villa. And I just think that it's going to be too much now to overcome. Look, the gap on from where they're at in eighth to fourth is measly. It's 4 points.
When you play a lot of games that are like high quality games and high pressure games, you need to find ways to win. And that's the toughest thing. It's like you're playing a game and, you know, you're evenly matched with somebody. Taking that win in the league gets you the room to move forward. If you don't do that, it's tough.
Very tough. You couldn't have put it better. Crystal Palace 1, Chelsea 1. One of the most shocking results of the weekend. Draw plus 280 cashes, under 2.5 plus 137. I'm pretty sure if we rolled back the tape, I said that Chelsea might have trouble scoring here. Palace at home, they're difficult to play against. Cole Palmer scores 14 minutes in. He had one of the most beautiful passes to Nicholas Jackson, who failed to score. This is disappointing from Chelsea. Eze assists Mateta in the 82nd to tie it up.
I think Crystal Palace played better in this game, if you ask me.
They did. I hate to say it, but they did. And Chelsea's, you know, rough patch of form continues. It's like they got to second place, and since then, you know, they lost to Fulham. They then lost to Ipswich, and now they've tied Crystal Palace. So, you know, it's a rough spot for them to be in. Where are you at with Chelsea as a club right now? For me, the title race conversation for them is dead. But what do they need to do to turn this around?
The thing is, pressure makes diamonds, but sometimes pressure makes teams crumble, and that's what we're seeing here. A lot of expectations going up second and having all this momentum. A bad result came at home at Fulham when they lost 2-1, and then from that moment on, they haven't looked like the same team. Simple as that.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But this is, look, as a Chelsea fan, you know, I'm not, but if I were, look at where you were at last year. Look at where you're at this year. It's a better brand of football. It's more exciting to watch. Are you a perfect put-together squad yet? No, there's still so many. I think people don't even like contextualize how many signings that they've made over the last two seasons. The fact that you're even in this position, trust me, coming from a Manchester United fan, if I'm in this position next year after where I am now, I'm happy. I'm not complaining. I don't care if we drop a couple in a row. But we're going to go to break here. Coming up next, we're going to dive into the Manchester City-West Ham game, the rest of the Saturday slate before we get into the Week 20 Sunday slate. And we'll go into the Monday game as well. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here on First Touch. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico B. Sauce. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Give us a follow on Instagram, by the way. Come on. It takes you 2 seconds. By the time I'm done with this, you could have already followed us at Sports Overnight America. Let's rock and roll, Nico. Let's dive right back into it. There's not really too much to say here. We both pretty much expected this game to go exactly as it did. Manchester City 4, West Ham 1, minus 323 money line cashes with these. The one question we did have was West Ham going to score, a.k.a. is City going to keep a clean sheet, and is it going to go over 3.5? It does go over 3.5. Both teams do score. City still don't keep a clean sheet. I'm sure that is just eating up Pep Guardiola in his head. Koulibaly scored the first. It was an own goal for West Ham, made it 1-0. Haaland scores twice, 42nd and 55th. Foden adds a goal. He's been player of the year last year. Didn't play for like the first month of the season after the Euros, and he's just been a ghost all season long. He has contributed virtually nothing. I'm sure City fans are happy to see him on the score sheet again. And Fulkrug scores the only goal for West Ham. I still don't know why they don't use him more. But Lopetegui is out as manager there, from my understanding. No?
Yeah, he's done. I mean, West Ham started with so much hope and really good players, actually. Fulkrug, Kudus up front. Paquetá is playing there. Mavropanos is a Greek center back that's doing great there. And they're having an awful season. You know what's really, really funny? I just read the Manchester City deal done with Kushanov, the first Uzbekistan player to play for the Premier League. He's coming from Lens, that's playing in the French league.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
He's a 20-year-old defender. I mean, Pep is really thinking about his defense, and you can tell if that's their first.
How could he not be? How could he not be?
It's bad.
If they didn't sign new defenders in this transfer window, I would have been shocked. I don't know much about this kid. Plays for Lens, French league.
He's 20.
Yeah, he's 20. We'll see. Let's see how it goes. But you know, it's a good win for Manchester City. They're back up to 6 on 34 points. West Ham, you know, struggling in 14th, actually level with Manchester United. So I don't really know. You know, welcome to it, I guess. This is just an insane spot to be in for me. Absolute nothing burger in this one. Southampton 0, Brentford 5. I say nothing burger because we knew this was going to happen. Over 2.5 was just an absolute lock, and we both loved this money line. We felt it was free at plus 125. Easy dub. Brentford gets it done on the road. A rare thing for them to do is winning on the road, but it is Southampton. They have 6 points. They're in dead last. They're done. They're going back down. As they always do, they come up, they go down. They come up, they go down. Brentford, however, in 11th. Decent season from them. If they could clean up their away form, they'd be a top 10 team, no doubt. Probably contending for a European spot. They're so bad on the road. It's tough. A lot of controversy in this one. Arsenal pretty much hand Liverpool the league. Is it over? Absolutely not. Liverpool have a 6-point lead with a game in hand. But 1-1, Brighton 1, Arsenal 1. The draw plus 265 cashes, under 2.5 plus 105. I called this one. I'm saying that right now. I did say that I felt this was going to be a draw. Nawari, how do you say this kid's name?
Nawari.
Nawari, he scores a goal. Very young talent prospect. Plays on the right wing. Great goal. Giving him all the credit. From my understanding, he's injured, which kind of sucks now. They have Sock out injured as well, so that's going to be an issue for them. And then João Pedro scores the penalty in the 61st. Really weird penalty. I don't actually think I've ever seen a penalty called in this manner. Saliba goes to head the ball, misses the ball, and just pretty much headbutts João Pedro. And you know, it gets called, it goes to VAR. They call it a penalty. I don't really have anything against it. I don't know though. I've literally actually never seen that happen. But I mean, like, look, you went. I view it as if it was, you know, changing the body part. If he had the ball at his feet and you lunge and miss the ball and kick his leg out, that's a penalty. So what's the difference if you go to try and head the ball and you headbutt someone? Is that not a PK?
It's a PK, but it's only a PK that would be given with VAR. And people that are constantly complaining about these decisions, they have to understand that VAR is part of football now. It's not going anywhere. And at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, things like this will be reviewed. That's it. They will be reviewed, and it's up to the referee to give it or not give it. He gave it. Arteta had to say a lot about it. Arteta is looking for a lot of excuses.
I'm sick of this Arteta guy. They lose midweek in the Carabao Cup. They won their first three games. It's all in the press conference. Good performance. They lose one. He goes, oh, you know, it's so different. You know, it's so difficult. The balls for the Carabao Cup are different than the Premier League balls. Like, we're kicking them over the. Are you kidding me? You absolute hack. You loser. First, he's saying the Community Shield is a major trophy. This guy has done nothing. He is trash. Arteta is nothing. He will never be successful. He will never lead this team to a title. He will never lead this team to a Champions League. At best, he can win an FA Cup or a Carabao Cup. And I don't know what it is with these Arsenal fans. They act like the League Cup. You know, they're like above the Carabao Cup. And, oh, it's just this Mickey Mouse trophy. If that's the case, then go and win it. You don't ever win trophies. So what's the issue with this? If it's this Mickey Mouse trophy, why aren't you winning it? Because the last I checked, the only trophy Arsenal have in the last X amount of years is a 2020 COVID FA Cup.
I don't think that Arteta's position is dependent on how many trophies Arsenal wins this season. I don't think he gets fired simply because who's going to step in and do a better job? I don't know who. I don't know of anybody. But second, in this situation, they're 6 points away from Liverpool. If they don't make anything of this season, and if they don't even finish top four, which is not in the bag yet, that could mean a lot of things for that team, man.
If I am Arsenal, if I'm the board, if I'm the fans, and I go trophyless again, keep in mind, they have dubbed this as their best team in the last 20 years. They had their best points total ever last season and won zero trophies. Erik ten Hag came and went for Manchester United and has more trophies than Arteta does at Arsenal, also spending £1 billion. For me, if Xabi Alonso is available and I'm Arsenal, see you later, Arteta. Go back to be Pep's assistant and sit on the bench where you belong, because he's not for. I will not have it. His tactics are terrible. They struggle to score from open play. They're like a set-piece team now. They're Stoke City. And the fans are frustrated, and I see that, and I know that, and I feel that, because it's just, I mean, I can't, the excuses are just so, what he said in the middle of the week made me so angry. I'm going to let it go
funny,
now.
But it's funny when someone says that. It's funny.
It is. It's funny, but he's serious.
It's funny.
He's being serious. He's like, joking. Oh, these balls, like, they're different. You know, it's hard to score. It's hard to, dude, what? What are we saying here, man?
If Newcastle is playing with different ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Spare me on that. Sunday slate, Fulham 2, Ipswich 2. Back-to-back results for Ipswich. Draw plus 320 cashes, over 2.5, minus 138. Fantastic result from Ipswich. I did not see it coming. Neither of us saw it coming. They score first in the 38th minute. Jimenez scores in the 69th on a penalty. Delap scores in the 71st on a penalty. Jimenez scores again in the 91st on a penalty. I mean, you can't make it up. Unbelievable game. Tons of drama. Ipswich get a point, which is huge for them in their relegation battle. They're in 18th on 16 points. Fulham in 9th on 30. Good game. Good result for Ipswich, no?
Yeah, Fulham is just like, they play with their food too much, man. They start at home. They start slow. They give up a goal, and then they have to come back. Ipswich took the most out of that game. I didn't think they were going to win.
We're up against a break here, so I want to go to the Monday game first and discuss this, because obviously I think we're both going to have a lot more to say about the Liverpool-Manchester United game, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to go into that. So we're going to get to Liverpool-Manchester United, but first, Wolves 0, Forest 3, Nottingham Forest plus 130 cashes, over 2.5, minus 105 cashes as well. Gibbs White scores, Wood scores, Awanoe scores, Alanga had an assist or two, I believe. Let's see there. He had one assist. I mean, man, Forest are in third in the league, tied on points with Arsenal, plus 10 goal differential. They only have 4 losses, 12 wins, 4 draws. Their most wins over the last 2 seasons combined. I mean, Forest are doing something special, and I don't think enough people are talking about it. Let's hear your take on where they're at right now.
Listen, I will say this team exudes confidence. And when I saw that Cunha was suspended for this game and he was not going to play, I immediately shifted to Forest money line, which I said that I liked pregame on Friday. This team is not afraid to play any team in the Premier League. And they're playing Liverpool next. And that game is going to be absolutely huge at Forest with a stadium full of people screaming at the top of their lungs. I cannot wait.
You want to know the actual number of how good they've been from the beginning of the season in terms of expectations then and now? They were over plus 1,000 to win at Anfield. I know they're home, but it's down to plus 300 or so.
It's the only team that's beat Liverpool.
Yep. The only one.
In the league.
And look, dude, I'm not going to say that, you know, they're going to win the league. But anything can happen. They are in a spot where they could make it happen. If they win this weekend, I'm just saying it now, they'll be 3 points back. Liverpool will have a game in hand. Even if they win that game, they're 6 points back on first place. We've seen it done before with Leicester City. Is it Nottingham Forest time? I'm not sure. But with Manchester United out of it, I mean, there's no chance we're doing anything this season. I will be publicly rooting for Nottingham Forest throughout the rest of the season. I want them to win it, man. I want another Leicester City because that was one of the coolest things as a sports fan that I've ever witnessed in my entire life.
That'd be so fun. Can you imagine? The most
unbelievable thing. And how awesome would it be that if Forest got relegated like 10 times, come back up to the Premier League and still win one before Arsenal does since their last 2004 and Tottenham. All right, up next, we're going to wrap up with the Liverpool-Manchester United game to wrap up the Week 20 slate before we go into the Week 21 preview, as well as the FA Cup Game of the Week, Arsenal versus Manchester United. I'm your host, Ty Levine, here on First Touch. We'll be right back.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend. Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America.
celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We're presented by Sports Overnight America. Make sure you give us a follow at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. Just threw up some content last night. We got Giovanna Scroggins live at the other semifinal game for Texas and Ohio State tonight. Make sure you give us a follow. All right, Nico. I said last week I thought Liverpool were going to beat us like 20-0. I was not feeling good. I was really reluctant to even turn on the TV. The whole time I'm kind of sitting there waiting for it to happen, meaning Liverpool to score and for them to just start unloading on us and for it to get really ugly really fast. I couldn't be happier, because if Harry Maguire scores the goal at the end, I could be happier. But this is pretty much as like good of a result as I could have ever hoped for. Liverpool 2, Manchester United 2 at Anfield in Amorim's Anfield debut. Draw plus 500 cashes. Juice there. Over 3.5 plus 105. Look, the game starts off with probably the most unlikely of scorers, Lisandro Martinez, off of just a beautiful assist from Bruno Fernandes. A cheeky little ball through. You know, Trent is getting torn apart. Trent Alexander-Arnold is getting torn apart for his defending this game. Look, this was Martinez ripped it. Unbelievable goal. Just 7 minutes later, Gakpo scores a great goal of his own. I'm going to give him all the credit there. In the 78th, though, De Ligt called for a handball. I'm looking at the tapes from all season long. I remember Garnacho having a shot and Romero's hand being up in the air. They go to VAR. They say he's too close to react. They don't call it a penalty.
Time.
You know, time out. One sec. You know who the referee in that game was? Michael Oliver. Now, in this game, we see a shot blasted off from very close range off De Ligt's arm. It hit his arm for sure. However, the same referee, Michael Oliver, says what the commentary said from the VAR check was proximity doesn't matter. So does it matter or does it not matter? Michael Oliver, the worst ref in the Prem. He should be out. I think that is actually outside of Manchester City fans. Michael Oliver is universally hated, and everyone thinks he's terrible. Regardless, Salah converts the penalty, and then the king of Manchester United right now, Amad Diallo, gets a goal. A great finish, a good pass by Garnacho. United had a clear chance to win it at the end. Ugarte played an unbelievable ball forward. Brunez slides Xerxes in. He squares it up. Not exactly the best pass. It was a little bouncy to Harry Maguire, and he blasted over the bar. My heart fell out of my body in that moment. I thought we had done it. It actually left me a little disappointed. But ultimately, at the end of the day, this was a great result for United. We're still in 13th, however, on 23 points. But to not get slaughtered at Anfield was refreshing. What are your thoughts on this game as a whole, Nico?
Listen, I will say a couple things about this game and give me some time here. Number one, United on this game played at 150%. I have not seen, I've watched every single United game since the beginning of the season. I have not seen United be focused for 90 minutes, running at 100 miles per hour for every single ball that's up for grabs.
Tackling,
and
yes.
then the chance creating. I mean, Gakpo and McAllister missed two great chances for Liverpool in the first half, but United had their moments. It never felt like Liverpool was swarming them and just had them underneath the goal waiting for them to score. This game showed Manchester United's potential, but don't get fooled. It's not easy to play it. I saw Bruno's comments after the game. It made me feel like the guy's a little bit silly. I mean, come on, dude. It's not easy to play at 150%. That is something that you have to instill in your team and build it. And it's one of the most important things, consistency.
So for those who don't know what he said was, I don't understand why we can't play like this every week, essentially, is what he said. Amarim as well was like, I'm leaving this game a little pissed off because it's like, where has that been? Now, this was the first full week of training that he had with the team since he took over. Does that play into effect? Are we going to see them turn a corner now? What I can tell you is, after this FA Cup game, let's just keep it strictly Premier League related, their fixtures lighten up significantly. And I mean significantly. They play Southampton coming up on the weekend. After that, I'm pulling it up real quick. They got Arsenal FA Cup. They got Southampton, Brighton, Fulham, Crystal Palace, Tottenham, which, you know, you call it what it is. You know, it's the kind of a level playing field. That's not what we've been going through. Ipswich before we play Arsenal again. Like, we don't have, outside of that Tottenham game, a truly, like, top team to play until March 8th. So can they build momentum off of this? Can we see that level of consistency? What are your thoughts?
I think it's up to the players. If they want to do this, if they want this team to succeed and they feel it in their heart that they want to play good and get Manchester United back or where it was, they can do it. It's obvious that they can do it. But the problem is that being consistent week in and week out on a very competitive league is something that is, it requires a lot of mental focus and a lot of mental strength. And I'm not, and you cannot take that for granted, my man.
No, you just can't. Not.
You can't just say like, oh, I'm a great player. I'm just going to walk into the field and score goals and assists. Like, that's not happening. And what shocked you the most? What shocked you the most about this game? That Liverpool scored two or that United scored two away? What's the last time? They played with Wolves a week ago and they lost.
I know. Like, honestly, you want to know what stood out to me the most in this game? It was the tackling. We got stuck in. Maguire, De Ligt, Ugarte. I mean, there was a level of intensity and a level of confidence that I haven't felt in a very long time. And part of me does think, and I know that people might say that this is a lazy excuse, a full week of training with a new manager is everything. And establishing like our lineup for the first, it felt like a good lineup. It seems like guys are starting to understand their roles in the system a little bit more. Like, I don't think people are understanding. It's like, this is a brand new system that most of these players outside of Ugarte, who played for Amarim at Sporting, like most of these guys have never played in this system. And like, it takes time to adjust to that. Like, especially at the speed that these guys are playing at in these environments. So let's see. Let's see if another week of training, you know, what it does. We're going to see, obviously, the FA Cup. From my understanding, Onana's not playing in goal. So, like, I'm not putting any expectations on this FA Cup game, to be honest. All I really care about for the rest of the season is just doing well in the league and maybe getting into a European spot.
Show some effort in the games.
I honestly don't even care about where we finish in the table, if we win trophies. I just want to see performances like we saw last week. And we didn't even win. I want to enjoy watching the games, and I'm hoping that we're going to turn that corner now and build off of this result, because this is one that you can build off of, even though it's not a win. Not getting slaughtered at Anfield. We saw Ten Hag lose 7-0 in this place a season ago. To get a 2-2 result is absolutely huge against a team that's been virtually perfect all season long. All right, week 21 preview. Obviously, just for time reasons, we're going to skip over some of these, but we're going to go over the big ones. Brentford home versus Man City. This is a very interesting one for me. Man City minus 155, draw plus 340, Brentford plus 350, over 3.5 minus 104, under 3.5 minus 125. Brentford are an absolute wagon at home. Are Manchester City going to continue on the path that they're on? They've won two straight now. Is it going to be a third, or is that defense still have too many holes in it for you?
They have to clean up the defense. Brentford scores at home. They scored once against Arsenal. I think they could have easily scored two or three in that game if they were more careful. City has to watch their defense, because if they go... I love Brentford a draw, and I also love Brentford plus 1.5. At a lower value, but still minus 215 for Brentford to not lose by two goals. I love that.
I like the draw. I like plus 340. I think there's a lot of value on that, and I don't trust City's defense in this spot, but I do think that City will be able to score one or two. So I just, in this spot, if this City's at home, is a different story for me. Brentford at home, I'm backing them to at least get a point in this spot. Chelsea, who have been slipping up, home against Bournemouth. Are they going to turn it around? Chelsea minus 160, draw plus 333, Bournemouth plus 380, over 3.5 plus 110, under 3.5 minus 150. I'm backing Chelsea here. I do think that they're going to get a result. They've been slipping up in terms of form. I think they're going to be back home. They're going to feel settled. There's definitely going to be a little bit of a spark lit under them, but they can't go into this game without the intensity that we saw out of Manchester United on Sunday at Anfield. Bournemouth can get them. They can catch them out. I don't hate the draw plus 333. I'm simply just going with my gut here. I think Chelsea can get it done. Where are you at with this game?
Bournemouth has been struggling to score goals. They have a couple injuries that are really putting a dent into their attacking capabilities, in my opinion. It all depends on them. I think Chelsea did really good starting off, and they got to a point, but now we're going to start seeing them struggle and be challenged. Bournemouth is no joke.
West Ham and Fulham. West Ham is home versus Fulham. We're going to skip over that one just so we can get to some of these other bigger games. Nottingham Forest home versus Liverpool. Probably the biggest game of the weekend. First place versus second place. I mean, technically, Forest are third. They're level on points in second. Liverpool are minus 139 on the road. Draw plus 295. Forest plus 350. Over 2.5, minus 156. Under 2.5, plus 120. I'll tell you what I absolutely love in this game. It's the over 2.5.
I love it.
This game, Forest are not going to be scared. They beat them at Anfield. And Liverpool are obviously a very, very good team that are more than capable of scoring goals. I think Forest are going into this like, let's go win this thing. Not let's get a draw, not let's get a result, not these guys are so much better than us. They are feeling good. They are flying high. I believe they're on 7 straight wins now. I'm backing that over 2.5. I'm leaning towards Liverpool minus 139. I just think that to beat Liverpool twice in a season is very difficult. But I wouldn't be shy if I don't hate Forest plus 1.5. That's kind of where I lie.
The Forest money lines, man. 6 in a row. Can you imagine the juice on that?
Yeah,
I mean, I know now they're playing Liverpool, and I agree with you. Liverpool lost to them. They're going to have their eyes on them. They're third. But how about Forest playing at home? I love the goals here because I think that both teams can score, obviously. But let's see. If Connor Bradley plays instead of Trent, maybe Liverpool is going to be better defensively. But that kid, man, he's like ridiculous. He doesn't defend. He gifted United 2 goals, and he's not even embarrassed about it.
Yeah, it's tough. All right, rapid fire for the Wednesday games. Villa, Everton home versus Villa. Villa plus 135, draw plus 220. Everton plus 215, over 2.5, plus 107, under 2.5, minus 139. I'm riding with Villa in this spot,
Villa,
plus 135.
Yes, all day.
Leicester home versus Palace. Palace minus 106, draw plus 270. Leicester plus 275, over 2.5, minus 141, under 2.5, plus 110. I'm riding with Palace. They've been playing well. I like this one, and I like the over 2.5 as well.
Over 2.5 for me.
Newcastle home versus Wolves. Newcastle minus 275, draw plus 440. Wolves plus 650, over 3.5, minus 105, under 3.5, minus 135. I'm actually going to take the under here. I think Wolves, especially if Cunha is still suspended, I think Newcastle win this game like 2-0, maybe even 3-0, but I don't think Wolves score here.
I agree. Minus 1.5 for Newcastle then. That's good juice.
Arsenal home versus Tottenham. This is a big one. Arsenal minus 275, draw plus 450, Tottenham plus 600, over 3.5, minus 110, under 3.5, minus 118. Tottenham have been allergic to winning big games against anybody except Manchester United this season. They're pretty much allergic to winning games in general. I'm taking the under 3.5 at minus 118 here. I don't trust Arsenal have not been scoring goals easily. Saka's out injured, and Tottenham are just bad. Arsenal have a good defense, though.
I'm going against you on this one. I'm taking the over. I don't know. I don't think that Postecoglou cares. He's just going to play the same style every game.
But it's like, can Arsenal take advantage of that, though? That's where Tottenham are going to play their style. I think Tottenham are going to struggle to score because Arsenal are solid defensively. And I could see Arsenal winning this game like 1-0. I just don't like the minus 275. That's the only reason I'm not. I think Arsenal are going to win this game. I'm not comfortable with that line at that high of a number. And then real quick, what do you expect out of Manchester United, Southampton, and Ipswich-Brighton? Brighton minus 110, draw plus 270, Ipswich plus 280, United minus 345, draw plus 475, Southampton plus 810.
I say United beat Southampton 5-0, and it's a party at Old Trafford. That's honestly what I think.
It's the greatest thing you've ever said on the show. I'm rocking with it. I'm going to bet that's the exact score, United 5-0. All right, up next, we're going to do the two-minute drill. Little switch up here, no parlay this week. We're going to do the FA Cup game of the week as Arsenal at home versus Manchester United. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to First Touch, here with your host, Ty Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Two-minute drill here on Sports Byline USA, presented by Sports Overnight America. FA Cup game of the week. Pretty much the only really good FA Cup game on the slate this weekend. Again, for those who are not aware, we got the FA Cup this weekend and Premier League games all week, which I personally love when this happens. Arsenal home versus Manchester United. Arsenal minus 145, draw plus 270. United are plus 400. Over 2.5 minus 120, under 2.5 minus 110. Now, one thing to note, it is, from my understanding, Onana is not going to play. The last time this backup keeper played for United, I don't even know how to say his name, he was absolutely god-awful against Tottenham. He's dead to me after that. That's partially why I didn't even look into how to pronounce his name. Bakhtir or something like that, whatever it is. He's god-awful. If he plays, I'm worried. I'm backing United here, though. Arsenal have not been playing well. They struggle to finish. United are coming off of a very tough game at Anfield, which is a significantly more difficult place to play than the Emirates, against a better team in Liverpool at full strength. I actually like United at plus 400. I'm taking that value all day. Maybe I'm setting myself up for failure. Am I crazy here?
No, I think United has a good chance. I really like the over 2.5 in this game, and I do think that Manchester United is going to score a goal first. I do think that.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be a 1-2 win for United.
I like that as well, 2-1 win. I think Garnacho is going to score, silence the haters a little bit. And what I would love more than anything, I swear if this happens, I will run around the cul-de-sac of where I'm at down in Miami. I'll run up and down with my Kobe Manu jersey, swinging it in the air. I would do anything for him to score. I'm booking it. Garnacho, Manu score, 2-1, Manchester United win. That is all the time we have. this episode of First Thoughts. We'll be back next Friday, 5 o'clock Eastern. As always, thank you guys so much for joining. Up next, Sports Weekend on Sports Overnight America. I will be joining Marty Terrell, so stick right where you are. We're talking college football playoffs, NFL playoffs, and the world of sports. It has been an absolute pleasure, folks. I'm your host, Ty Levine, alongside with Nico Bisaw, signing off for First Touch. Stay tuned. Sports Weekend up next.